This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Sewell. This Sunday afternoon, Encore Winds is presenting a concert called The Spirit of the Land. The concert will feature clarinetist Anne Barra, and she joins us today in Studio A. Anne Barra, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda, and thank you for having me.
You've been a clarinetist with Encore Winds for close to a decade, but this is going to be your first time playing a concerto with the group. What's it like stepping into the role of the featured soloist?
Not something I ever expected I would be doing again, I guess. I have spent all my life playing in large groups, and aside from a few years in college when I did the obligatory solo recitals, I haven't really done anything solo since. So it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's also been really fun to get up and really have to be on top of everything for this performance. So it's been good for me.
And how were you chosen to be the concerto soloist for this concert?
The conductor, Tim Topolewski, joined our group actually as a clarinetist a few years ago. And then when we needed a conductor, it turned out that he was a fantastic conductor, and he got hired as our leader. And as soon as he got hired, he asked me, he said, have you ever soloed with this group before? And I said, no. And he said, well, I want you to start thinking about that. I really think you should. And that was 3 years ago, I think, maybe 2 years ago. And so it's always kind of been on the back burner. And he called me this summer and he said, all right, this is the time. Are you going to be ready in October? And I said, sure, I'm ready. Let's go for it.
And you chose the concerto you're playing this weekend.
Yes. I actually played this concerto back in high school. As a senior in high school, my band director then wanted to feature me at our final spring concert of the year. And so I played this, and it's a piece that I continued to study in college, and it's just kind of always stayed under my fingers, and I love it. I think it's a nice shorter piece, but it has a ton of contrast, which shows off all the beautiful quiets of the clarinet and all the bravado and the fast things that a clarinet can do. So it has just a really a nice amount of contrast. So I think it's fun to listen to.
Well, clarinetist Anne Barra, you're joined here in the studio by Jason McKinney at the piano. What are we going to hear first today?
We are going to be playing Begin Sweet World by Bill Douglas.
Thank you.
clarinetist Ann Barra, and pianist Jason McKinney performing Bill Douglas's Begin, Sweet World in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And in addition to playing with Encore Winds, you're also a member of Manitou Winds. Tell us a little about that ensemble.
Yes, we are primarily a woodwind quintet, and that's how we started about 3 years ago, I think it's been. Jason McKinney is our founder, and he plays oboe in the quintet, and he gathered all five of us together. And then it started to come out that several members of the group also played other instruments. So our horn player is also a guitar player. Jason, in addition to playing oboe, plays harp and piano. So we do a lot of different configurations in our concerts. So we'll do woodwind quintet music. We also do some quartet with guitar, harp, piano, and clarinet. And then we do a lot of playing as a trio as well with our flute player, Sam Clark, and Jason on harp, and sometimes piano, and me on clarinet.
And one of the subsets that you mentioned, one of these configurations within Manitou Winds, is the Neo Trio.
Yes.
And the members of the Neo Trio are joining us today. We want to welcome flutist Sam Clark and Jason McKinney, who we heard earlier on piano, but he's now shifted over to the harp. And what are you going to play as a trio?
We are going to be playing two movements from Jason's A Suite of Cape Breton Tunes. The first one is Natalie Fraser. You'll hear the clarinet and the flute and the harp doing our best attempt at fiddle playing. And then the second one is called The Rosebud of Allan Vale.
The Neo Trio performed two movements from a suite of Cape Breton tunes arranged by their own Jason McKinney, who was also the harpist. We heard Sam Clark on flute and Ann Barra on clarinet. Ann, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda.
Ann Barra will be the featured soloist with Encore Winds this Sunday afternoon. The concert starts at 3 p.m. and takes place at the First Congregational Church in Traverse City. Tickets can be purchased at the door or by visiting encorewinds.org. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Mormon. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.